arts in this area because we call our segment here Archimacallit. It is with the one and only Chris Kurzman. He is with the artspartnership.net. He also heads up the Arts Pulse blog over there on that website. And each and every week, he joins us, and whether it be in studio or, in this case, on the phone tonight, and we talk about some of the big deals that are coming in the arts world around our region. And, Chris, thank you for joining us here on KFGO. Did you make it to the picnic today?
I didn't, actually. I've had deadlines piled on top of deadlines today. That's why I'm actually calling you from the Arts Partnership Global Headquarters in beautiful downtown Fargo. I say global headquarters. We have, several hundred square feet of palatial office space.
Yep.
Here, and
you're just shy of Universal headquarters.
Almost. We don't know if they have art on other planets. We're hoping they do, but if they do, we'll be reporting on that as well, I guess.
We're going to talk about your website too in a little bit, and so people get a piece of paper to pencil handy, because it's very intriguing, very unique, and you get to learn a lot of things about what's happening in and around our area. But I understand, Scott, listen closely. I understand you've got new T-shirts for the Arts Partnership.
Yeah, that's right. And if I would have made it over there this evening, I'm looking at them right now. They're on the clean part of my desk, so don't worry about them touching the dirty part of my desk, but they are on the clean part of my desk. I've got a couple of our new Support Local Art T-shirts. I've got one for you, one for Scotty, and they're really simple. They're just black T-shirts. Very simple white lettering on the front says Support Local Art. It's a really simple message. It's, really, we just sort of get out of the way and, you know, encourage people to do what it says, to support local art. And the thing I like to tell people about it is you can buy one here in Fargo, and you can wear it to Sarasota, Florida, or Sao Paulo, Brazil, and it means everything. It means the exact same thing there as it does here. If you remember back in the 80s, there was people used to walk around with T-shirts that said support local music. And that was the sort of riffing off of that. It's a really simple message. And we're selling those on our website. You can email us. You can find an email for us there. We're also working on getting an online store set up where people can buy them. The proceeds from the sale of the T-shirts go directly to help fund Arts Pulse. So we put that money right back into doing what the T-shirt says to do. So it's a really cool thing.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Great idea.
Yeah.
We'll talk once again about that website, how you can find more information here coming up before this interview is done here with Chris Kurzman here at KFGO. Let's move on to some of the things that are happening in town. Plains Art Museum, Living as a Forum.
Yeah, this is a really interesting new, I hesitate to even call it an exhibition. It's there is an exhibition part of it. But if you go, it's on the second floor gallery at Plains Art Museum, and you go in and there's, an exhibition, there's works of art on the wall, there's a big circle of chairs. And the circle of chairs aren't, they're not a work of art. they're not one of those works of art that people accidentally sit on or pick up and take home because they can't tell. It's that they're actually just a circle of chairs. And it's a big component to this exhibition is interaction and discussion. So Living as Form is the exhibition itself is half an internationally organized exhibition. There have been parts of it that are touring around the world that have gone basically just about to every country. And there's a selection of those artworks that are there. Then there's a number of works by artists in our area. And the theme kind of tying them all together is what the museum calls socially engaged art. And what that means is that a lot of these artists are building some sort of social component into their work. So there's actually a really fascinating map, a large-scale map of the Fargo-Moorhead area that was created by a graphic designer by the name of Jeff Knight. And he made this basically just a blank black-and-white map. And then there's these little stickers that correspond with different experiences people have had, like this is where I got engaged, or this is where I did something really embarrassing, or this is where I go to enjoy nature, things like that. And then encourages people to take those stickers and place them on the map in the places that correspond to those experiences. So it's a way that people can sort of work together. It's a conversation starter, and it gets people talking about social issues. It gets them mingling and interacting in ways that are completely unique. So on top of the exhibition, there's also a series of programs that the museum is hosting. Every Tuesday, they'll be doing a lunch program with a different artist. And then on Thursday evenings, from 5 until 8 p.m., they'll be doing what they're calling Thursday Night Live. And that artist will be giving people the opportunity, I guess, to sort of either interact with this work of art or to help participate in creating it in some way. The first one of those happening actually tonight. So it started about an hour and a half ago. Do go to their website, plainsart.org, and check out the lineup of artists that are coming. I think it's over a dozen artists. There's a number of different projects ranging from quite a few things having to do with food, some stuff having to do with community gardening. There's a group of interns called The Swarm, the Buzz Lab. It's a group of teenagers who are interning with the museum this summer and encouraging pollinator gardens, and they want to encourage people to help save bees and support bees in the area. So there's a lot of cool stuff going on, a lot of ins and outs. I would recommend get over and check out the artwork, but also try and get to one of these programs as well. And you know, you get to participate, you get to sort of engage in discussion and get to talk about these issues in a way that you really can't do any other way.
And by the way, when you go to the artspartnership.net and the Arts Pulse blog, these things that we've talked about, and including this Plains Art Museum exhibit as well, you've got their links all there, so you can just tap on them and go right there and find out more details about that. So that's pretty cool as well. We're gonna find out what the blotch is in just a couple of minutes. But right now we've got to take a break. Chris Kurzman will join us in just a few moments again here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Well, that's the other winner, but that's okay. That's Edgar. Because I don't know if we have any Johnny Winter in the system, do we?
I've already checked. That's the closest I can come. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Chris Kurzman is with us here on KFGO. We're just chatting that coming up tonight over at the Fargo Theater, Johnny Winter is in concert. Of course, we've got Johnny Winter's interview and also the interview with Paul Nelson, his guitarist, podcast at KFGO.com under the Nighttime Live segment. We're with Chris Kurzman right now, and we're talking about some of the arts activities happening around the area. You put this in big, bold letters, B-L-O-C-H. What in God's name is that?
It's block, I guess. I don't know how much you have to put into the C-H, but we've just been calling it block. The block is a giant tree. It's a giant tree.
Okay.
Let's
move on then.
Yeah. Obviously, there's more to it than just a tree. So there's a tradition in these two villages in Switzerland. What happens is when I assume the towns have something to do with logging. So when they fell the last spruce tree of the winter, they take the trunk of the tree and they pull it from one village to the other and then back. At the end of the day, or at the end of the procession, the trunk is sold to the highest bidder in the village, and then normally it would get processed into something like shingles or furniture. Well, a couple of years ago, instead of somebody like a contractor, say, purchasing the tree, a couple of artists purchased it. And they go by the name, their artist group is called Tom and Com.
And I'm sorry, Tom and what?
Tom and Com, C-O-M, ampersand C-O-M. And so they purchased it, and then they thought, you know what, we're going to send this thing around the world. So they set it out on this journey, basically, to go to six continents. And its one North American stop is in North Dakota. And they want people to sort of interact with the tree. They're calling it a global talking stick. So you get the big tree trunk, and then you're allowed to sort of interact with it and use parts of the tree to sort of explore cultural traditions and stuff like that. So, for example, it's currently right now with the Red River Valley Woodcarvers at their shop over in North Moorhead in the Chips.
Uh-huh.
Is the business there. So they've got it there, and I think they're going to do some work to it. But then a couple other artists are doing some cool stuff with it. Michael Strand, who's does pottery at NDSU, wants to take some of the tree and then use it in a kiln to fire some pottery, and then take that pottery and then embed it back into the tree. So it's sort of taking his tradition, mixing it with their tradition, and then putting it back into the tree. And then they're planning on putting this on display at the street fair. And there will be some other artists that are working with it directly, but then there's also going to be some performances and some other things that will be done in conjunction with it being here. So it'll be on display at the street fair. So if you're looking for something a little bit different and a little bit quirky at the street fair, this is the thing, I guess. And then after that, it's going to go throughout North Dakota. It's going to go to Rugby. I believe there's a gentleman there who plans on hitching it to a wagon and pulling it around the geographical center of North America. It's going to stop in a couple other places out in the western part of the state as well. And then I think it'll actually be over at the Hjelmkomst at one point too. So there's a lot of cool stuff for this really simple object. And if you go to their website, it's there's a little kind of a weird URL, but if you go to block, BLOCH 23781. .com, you can see some photos of some people pulling the tree. You can see what some of the artists and collaborators have done with it. The list of people who have interacted with this tree is, you know, dozens of people. There have been performances on top of it. I'm looking at some photos here online, and there was a fashion show that was held in Shanghai with it. Some other performances. Just some really, really interesting stuff that it's been part of. It's been part of an installation. Really crazy stuff. And I think the interesting thing is that this is going to go all the way around the world. And it's one North American stop. Isn't in some big city or some major metropolitan area. It'll be right here in Fargo and throughout North Dakota. So it's a really interesting way for us to be able to share our cultural traditions and to talk about them and have a format to sort of discuss those, and then to share it with other people and to sort of participate in this global project.
You know, this is just the way my sick mind is working tonight.
Oh, boy.
But when this is all over, when it's done touring, where they've got no other place to go for it, I feel they should come back to Fargo and mm-hmm. ceremoniously run it through the Fargo movie Wood Chipper.
Run it through the Wood Chipper.
I'm sorry. It's just a weird day today. It's really been strange.
It's been one of those days.
It sounds like an interesting project, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Very good.
It does. I know. You had to do the cleanup at the big picnic. That's I was sad I heard that. Had to hear that.
Well, we got Twins baseball just around the corner, but I do want to mention that there is a new movie coming to the Fargo Theater. I'm not sure if it's there yet, but probably started today. It's called The Signal, and you look at this and think it might be pretty decent.
Yeah, I follow the Fargo Theater pretty closely. They get in a lot of great films, which of course you know, and the film festival and all that stuff. And they are bringing in this science fiction thriller called The Signal. And it stars Lawrence Fishburne. So instantly, you know, Lawrence Fishburne is on the screen. You think of Morpheus from The Matrix. So right away, my mind is sort of going to this this suspense-filled science fiction. What's going to happen? Where's the twist going to come from that we sort of saw in The Matrix? And it centers around this this guy who sort of seems to be an everyman. And he passes out, and then he wakes up in this mysterious facility. And in one scene in the trailer, Lawrence Fishburne has a big space suit on, and he's saying, "Do you know, are you aware of your condition?" And the guy's like, "I don't know what's going on." And then he sort of gets sucked into this intrigue. But it all has to do with some signal that people hear. And if they hear the signal, then they are chosen. So anyway, long story short, I think it's got like some crazy twists, and it's got Lawrence Fishburne.
Not Samuel L. Jackson, no, Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne, right. Yes. It's the one movie that doesn't have Samuel Jackson in it.
That's what Samuel Jackson is doing now at every interview. He asked the guy that's interviewing him, "Who am I? Who am I?" And the guy goes, "If the guy says you're Lawrence Fishburne," he gets up and he walks, you know, because I guess the people call him Lawrence Fishburne for some reason. I don't understand that at all.
But well, anyway. There was that whole thing where in L.A. by an entertainment reporter, he got confused with Morgan Freeman, I think it was. And so. Sam Jackson went through this whole thing like, "No, I'm not that guy. I'm not Morgan Freeman. I'm not Lawrence Fishburne," and just put the guy to shame. It was actually, you can find that on YouTube. It's brilliant.
Well, so that's going to at the Fargo Theater, and that's that did start tonight, and it runs through the 25th, looks like an excellent choice of movie. By the way, I'm taking a look at your website right now. I see Dana supporting the new T-shirt. It says support local art. So if you want to go to theartspartnership.net, that's the proper site, and go to the Arts Pulse blog, you can take a peek at that. And once again, those are going to be for sale, right?
That's correct there. If you find us, and you're more than welcome to visit us, we're at downtown Fargo. We're not far from the courthouse. You can come on in and pick one up from us for $20. You can order them online. If you want to email us, we can ship one to you. It'll cost a little bit extra for shipping, $24. Otherwise, we'll have an online store up shortly, and they'll also be available in some of the consignment shops in town, like Unglued. We'll have some here shortly and stuff. But we just launched this last week at our annual meeting. We've gotten a really good response from artists and art supporters in the area. We've been selling some to people in Washington, D.C., and Iowa. So good things come and go to Iowa.
Okay, we've got...
some other places as well.
We got about 20 seconds. Your address, quick again, on the internet.
Surely. It's theartspartnership.net, and just look for the link that says Arts Pulse. Click on that.
All right. Sounds good. Chris, sorry you couldn't make it in today. I understand you're a busy man. Thank you for joining us tonight here on KFGO. Really appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, Bob. Thank you.
Chris.